Welcome to the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast. I am one half of your Quizmaster hosts, Lee Breschneider, and I'm joined here with Mr. Mark Davis. Hello, Mark.
Boom. Here we are.
Every week, Mark and I get together and share our favorite questions we've asked at our own trivia events and talk about the nuts and bolts of how we write questions. But before we get started with that, first some news. Mark, you brought your team, the Wet Boys, out again for Monday Night No Nonsense at Three Pepper last week. How did that go?
It went pretty well. We were tied to win it all and lost a tiebreaker.
That indeed you did against Seth.
Against Seth.
The returning solo, Captain Solo.
Absolutely.
Marvel's Seth Solo. Yeah, he came out to, you know, kind of prove his mettle. He actually talked to me a little bit about where that stemmed from. He's always had this, like, one versus all trivia bug that started, I guess, in, like, high school or something. He felt like he had something to prove because I guess some people, so like his teacher, he was explaining, like, didn't like his aesthetic. He was like, you know, kind of like a grungy hippie kid.
Okay.
You know?
Yep.
And they were televising these like trivia quiz things. And I guess he got passed over and he felt like it was because of how his appearance. So from that point on, he was like,
chip on his shoulder.
I need to just, it's me versus the world.
Okay.
Basically. So that's he took on the Wet Boys in the tiebreaker. The question was, what actor made a living as a professional accordion player before landing roles in movies like Mr. Smith Goes to Washington? And that's pretty much when he took it.
Yeah. You asked the question and then you gradually started naming movies. And as soon as you said Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, which I know nothing about. Mm-hmm. He did. And, yeah.
If I would have gotten to Rear Window, it wouldn't have helped?
No. Old movies are not my forte. I take it
you're not familiar with 1955's The Man from Laramie. Laramie?
It looks like you're
I don't even know how to pronounce it.
Perfect.
I just knew that It's a Wonderful Life and Harvey, those would have been, like, dead giveaways, so I was keeping those towards the end.
Yeah.
You know, but he knew it. Yeah, yeah. Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
Immediately.
James Stewart. Sounds like a lovely film.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure it's very good. I'm sure it's wonderful.
I'm sure you can catch that at 2 a.m. on Turner Classic Movies.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I have heard of that movie. I know the name. I just had no idea.
I can't tell if it's like a good thing he's going to Washington or a bad thing he's going to Washington.
It sounds like going to Washington is generally a bad thing. Well, I don't know. I guess maybe a good thing. Yeah.
Well, congratulations to Seth on his victory and outstanding team name. He was going by Beautiful Namibia that night, which sounds pretty nice until you learn that it's actually short for Dicks Out for Harambe in this trivia Auschwitz in Beautiful Namibia. That was Perfect. His full name. Moving on, congratulations to Mystic Grill, my Wednesday night winners at Bury Me Brewing Company. They will actually be launching a food truck here in Southwest Florida at the end of August, so look them up. They had a final score of 89 points. And congratulations also to my Thursday night number 3 winners, 10 Pennies and the Squeaky Chairs, who won with a definitive 9-point lead on their nearest competition, a team going by Our Answers Will Suffice. The Squeaky Chairs pulling in a grand total of 103 points for the evening.
Jesus.
Triple digits!
Christ almighty.
I also want to give an extra special shout out to one of my favorite teams, Out of Mana, which features my friend and former Spew podcast co-host Shelby. I was talking to Shelby before we started Trivia at Three Pepper on Monday night, and she felt a little salty that their team hadn't been mentioned on the podcast, despite the fact that they had almost a month-long win streak at Three Pepper, but that was before we started the podcast. So this week they actually placed last, so shout out to them for losing so hard.
Wow. That is insult with injury.
Well, they earned it. They earned it with their low points. So that's all for my weekly wrap-up. Mark, how did your teams do over at Nice Guys Pizza on Wednesday?
They did well. We had a sweep. We had a sweep this week. We had someone that won all three rounds.
Was it a total shutout, or did they miss? Did they miss some questions?
Oh, they missed some questions, but they won every round.
That's always a potent. There's a potent salt in the air usually among the other teams. Like, oh, they won again.
There's a lot of built up anger. So their team name was Guac is Extra and Nazis Suck. And they won the night with 55 points. But we did have.
I'm trying to figure out where that team name falls on the political alignment chart on the grid. Guac is Extra. So basically, belief in the market solving the problem, you know, but not too far right. Because Nazis also suck.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out if guac is extra is them just letting you know.
Personally, or... guacamole should be free, in my opinion. Totally free and communist guacamole, which is what my country will be named.
We also had a team name that probably won the night as far as offensive and some would say humorous. I don't know where I would fall on here with
earmuffs, people. Earmuffs.
On a trigger warning. On a scale from Casey Anthony to Jerry Sandusky, how much do you love kids?
Whoa.
Which is pretty intense. We yeah. also had
That sounds like a James Gunn tweet.
Which is why he's no longer with
Thank
us.
Thank you to that team for taking the heat off me for Trivia Auschwitz last week.
We also had our trivia podcast mentioned in a name, but not in a positive light. Check out... This was a team name. Check out our Anal Bead Review podcast, No Nonsense Trivia.
Oh, okay. Well,
which I guess isn't negative.
You know, if you got anal beads, send them over. We'll talk about them. You know, we'll
find. Are you going to try these things out? Are you going to review them?
Maybe not personally, but I'm sure I could find somebody and at least interview them. You know, maybe we can have a guest on. But if that's what you want to see on the podcast, you know, We're game, I guess, to talk about other things other than trivia.
Okay.
But yeah, a hearty congratulations to them, the guacamole team. What was their name again?
Guac is extra and Nazis suck.
Guac is extra and Nazis suck. Congratulations to them and all the teams that came out to play No Nonsense Trivia live this past week in Southwest Florida. If you missed it, upcoming events include No Nonsense Trivia Challenge Monday, July 30th at Three Pepper Burrito Company in downtown Fort Myers, Florida. A special two-hour edition of No Nonsense Wednesday, August 1st at Bury Me Brewing Company. And Thursday, August 2nd at Number 3 Craft Brews and Beer Bar in Cape Coral, Florida. That one is actually on my birthday. Ooh. Mark, will you be attending this one, or will the seductive allure of poker night be too strong for you?
The seductive lore of poker night will always be too strong.
Well, for everybody else, let this recording serve as an open invitation to any and all to come out and party with me, play the quiz. If not, I'll just scrap my original questions and instead ask questions like, where are all my friends? And why didn't any of my friends come to my birthday trivia? And then I guess I'll just go fuck myself. Anyway, that's Thursday, August 2nd at Number 3 Craft Brews and Beer Bar in the Cape. All of the No Nonsense events are free to play. You can win various prizes. Join us, won't you?
How much can I cry? How many tears do I have left?
Please tell me, why must I cry? Okay.
Will these tears make good lubrication for masturbation?
For the anal beads that we're going to review.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, we're going to take a short break, followed by some trivia in round number one. Back in round one. Do you have a do you want to give yourself a solo team name for this?
Yeah, my solo team name is going to be Cry All Over My Anal Beads.
I like it. On Thank theme you. For the podcast.
Yeah, I figured, why not. What about you? Do you have a solo team name?
My no.
Top that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll think of one though.
Okay,
I'll let you know. I'm gonna ask you a question though. Question number one: in what game did the phrase passing the buck originate? You know, when you want to get out of something that you have a responsibility for and you pass the buck to someone else.
It's a game.
Yeah.
Well, the first thing I think of, it's not a buck, but when I think of passing something in game form, I think of hot potato. So I'm going to go with hot potato.
No, it's not hot potato.
Okay.
That was passing the spud is the phrase that originated from that game. Passing the buck actually comes from the game of poker.
Really?
Because the dealer identification was a buck knife or buckhorn knife. And if you did not want to deal, you would pass the buck to the next player.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So one thing
buckhorn handled.
One thing I find that I always ask that you never ask is how many people got that right?
Mm-hmm. No one.
How many people? Okay.
No one.
Okay.
But I didn't know. So I was kind of testing that out on you because I know you're very involved in poker. So this is actually a little bit of on-air science for me.
Gotcha.
Like, yeah, maybe this is actually a really difficult question. Even people that poker aren't aware of that.
It's poker history. You know what I mean? But that's really, really interesting. Do you not care to know how you do compared to other people?
Like, if I'm out in a setting, like, where my placement is?
I guess so. Or in general, like, here?
I mean, I guess not. I don't know. It's either I know it or I don't.
See, every time I ask a question, or every time I answer a question, especially when I get it wrong, I'm like, how many other people got that?
Gotcha. I pay attention as a quiz master. You're always just
like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
You answer and then that's that.
I guess, the time that I care really is like when I do have a question and nobody gets it right, then I'm a little worried because I've overestimated the players basically. And a lot of the stuff, because I don't know it ahead of time, you know, they're facts that I find or something. I just assume maybe I'm just an idiot and didn't know this. And there's got to be a population of people that do know it, general population.
Gotcha.
So if I'm coming across it, though, maybe it can't be that deep of knowledge, you know, because I'm not heavily immersed in poker.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I gotcha.
So, I don't know if it's just I will say that the event that I asked that question at, there were only 5 teams. So a bit of a smaller crowd. So maybe if more people were there.
Well, I think that's kind of what interests me is.
And that's the thing. If one team can get it, then it's valuable because it provides that team an edge. You know,
right.
In the overall.
Yeah. Well, I always wonder because, you know, there are some questions like the first question I'm going to ask you where I always go, I'm sure this is nearly impossible. This is going to be really hard. And then like 6 teams they'll get. I'm like, I guess I'm just an idiot. And
like
I didn't
the
know
Philippines
this.
Question from last week.
Maybe. Yeah, yeah. I felt kind of like, oh, wow, like how all these people fucking knew this and I had no clue. So here's your first question.
Okay.
What was Walt Disney's middle name?
Walt Disney, his middle name, his brother's name was Roy, and it would be a little gauche to name one child with the middle name of another child, kind of like Mario and Luigi from the Mario Brothers, how Mario's name is Mario, and Luigi's name is Luigi Mario. Mm-hmm. Mario's just got the upper hand there.
He does.
You know, both of his names are Mario. Yeah. The Mario Brothers, Luigi, basically doesn't even matter.
Mario was probably born with a mustache.
Exactly.
And his parents were pretty much like, this
I
is
was
the
born
alpha.
With a mustache. You had to grow one.
That's good.
I'm just stalling right now. I also want to say that the Bane voice in the trailer for The Dark Knight Rises was way better than what came out in the movie.
Agreed. 100%.
I don't care if I can't understand him. It's creepy as hell. Yep. Even the creepy voice.
I'll read subtitles.
Yeah. Yeah. Walter Blank Disney. I'm going to go with Tiffany.
The correct answer is Elias.
Elias.
And I had like 4 or 5 teams get that.
I wonder if they worked for Disney at some point and that's part of the initiation. You have to memorize.
Well, I know we have a couple, the team, Jamie Carmichael's team that we talk about pretty often.
Yeah.
Who I play with at your trivia. He is a Disney freak.
Right.
And there are a couple of, you know, especially around here, we have a couple like.
Well, that's good, too. I mean, if there's Disney trivia is a very popular trivia theme.
For sure.
So that's good to know. Yeah. Elias.
Anything that has like that kind of crazy. I actually asked a question I won't ask today that was related to Harry Potter. That was the answer. And when I was like, you know, the question was something like Marauder's Map, Gobstones and Foglass are all found in which fictional universe? And this girl that was on the team that won was like, duh. She was just so like. They're just insanely into this stuff, and they're like, just
they
waiting.
Don't realize it's specialized knowledge that they have.
Yeah.
I have the occasional team that'll do that too. They'll, you know, after I ask the question, they'll say, easy, or something like that. Like, this is too easy of a question, and then they turn out to be the only team that got it right.
I'm sorry about that really loud straw suck right there. It was like a squeal.
Whee!
All right.
The reason that I answered Tiffany on that, this is some extra trivia knowledge for you, not a question, but Richard Gere's middle name is Tiffany.
Really?
Yeah. I came across that little factoid in my research. So There, that might be a hint for you, you know, if you want to come out. Maybe maybe I'm going to ask that question soon, you know? Ooh. I'm just saying. There might be some incentive to listen to the podcast.
We have had, I think Seth mentioned, you know, having something where we have one question at our trivias that is related to the podcast to try and incentivize people to listen. So,
well, there you go.
Maybe that's something we can take a look at.
We like feedback. Please write us. All right.
So lonely.
Here's your second question. By the way, my team name is Communist Guacamole.
Okay. Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you. Here's the question. Kyle Craven, not Wes Craven, Kyle Craven, is better known as what internet meme celebrity after his high school yearbook photo was posted on Reddit and went viral, ultimately ending up on merchandise sold at stores like Hot Topic and Walmart?
Holy shit.
Who is Kyle Craven? He's an internet meme celebrity.
His
meme name is blank.
But you said his high school...
His high school yearbook photo was posted on Reddit. And that was enough.
You know...
that was enough to make it go viral. Just his picture of his face.
I can picture it. And I never knew it was him. But from knowing what Wes Craven looks like.
No. This is Kyle Craven.
Oh, so he's not related to
Wes
Craven.
Was just a joke.
Oh, okay.
That was just a joke. Okay. Sorry. Sorry for the diversion. That was my astronauts eating with their head upside down.
Yeah, don't do that.
All right.
Don't do that to me.
All right. But it's funny.
But it's funny. Jeez.
It's just so fun as a trivia host to say false things.
Right. That was a little too... The astronauts thing is like, no shit.
They don't
have to eat up.
I just... No, all I said was, it's Kyle Craven, not Wes Craven.
Well, yeah.
And just, maybe I should say no familial association.
If you would have said, like, no relation to Wes Craven, maybe. Mm-hmm. But, you know, whatever. Who am I?
Could use some more editing on these trivia questions.
Who
is this meme person?
Who is this meme? What is his name? I'm trying to think.
Is this the tip of your tongue?
Yeah, it's situation? Like bad luck. The bad luck kid. Like the I can't. Jesus Christ. It's like bad luck Kyle or something like that.
You're so close.
Oh God damn it!
I'm gonna give you a pity point for this one.
Okay.
Bad luck Brian.
Brian.
Bad luck Brian.
See, I had Kyle in my head because his name is Kyle. But right. Yeah, bad luck Brian. I knew it had to be like a same first letter kind of thing.
Right.
Fuck my life. Yeah, that's a classic meme. It's a great one.
Yes. He is famous now for his poor guy. For his bad luck face.
All right.
Actually turned out to be good luck. Good luck, Kyle. Bad luck Brian.
Here's the next question for you. What drug is named after the Greek god of dreams? What drug is named after the Greek god of dreams?
Yeah, so that would be... The god is Morpheus, which would make the drug, in my opinion, quite clearly, morphine.
You're correct. Nailed it.
Yeah. So when you asked, I was thinking of like over, I started going to commercial drugs like made by Pfizer in my head first. I was like, what they're naming it after Greek gods? That's like, so, I don't know, Ayn Randian or something.
Perfect.
Atlas shrugged, take this drug. Atlas shrugged,
nice and drugged.
All right. Yeah. That's cool. I never made that connection before, but that's kind of a cutesy name for it. Like,
doll it up.
Morpheus has visited him, if you know what I mean. He is
wink, nudge.
He's taken the liquid of Morpheus.
It's all dreams from here on out, children.
All right. So this one, it's going to sound like a straightforward question.
Oh.
But it's not.
Okay.
So before you answer. Give yourself a moment. Go to the dark place, if you will.
Oh, I gotta go in the tank.
Yes.
That's what they call in poker, going into the tank.
Right.
I had someone go into the tank last night.
So what does that mean? They're just in
just
poker?
Just going in your dark place, trying to like cut everything out and just like focus on, you know, cutting out all the extra crap.
Gotcha.
Was that your phone?
Yeah,
my bad. Did you not silence?
My bad. Question number three. Olympus Mons is a volcano 3 times the size of Mount Everest and can be found where? He is situating himself for our listeners.
I know this is on a planet or the moon. I know it's on one of those things because I've asked this question before. And I can't remember which planet it is.
Somebody hungry? No, that's you.
That's me. Okay. Holy shit. For everybody listening to this podcast,
I'm going to sample that shit. That's going in their intro or something.
That is why I'm fat. Do you listen to my body? What my body does when I didn't eat yet today.
To be fair, Mark is on the mic right now.
Like, I am.
He's
that
become
was inside
one
my
mic.
Gut. That was inside my body. Shit.
Olympic Did that ever Mons. Happen to you in school while you're taking a test? It's really quiet.
I'm sure. I've had a variety of embarrassing things happen to me at school.
Same.
So much so that I'm now impervious to
embarrassment.
Well, we were talking earlier. I was going through the drive-through McDonald's.
Yeah.
And I asked the guy how he's doing. He's like, "Well, I'm here." And I meant to say, "Well, I'm sure you'll be getting off soon." But I said, "One day you won't."
So ominous. Like, so ominous.
Right.
Did you wink at him afterwards? Like, I'm coming for you.
Like, I'm going to knock you and your family off or something like that. And he's like, "Well, or even almost worse, like, well, one day you won't be at McDonald's anymore. Like, his job sucks," which who am I to, you know, I didn't mean any of that. And I was just like, "Oh, fuck." And he was, you know, he was like, "Well, I don't mind being here. I just don't want to be here now." And I was like, "That is what I meant. I apologize. I didn't mean for it to come off like I'm a jerk off." And he's like, "It's cool." So
drive away slowly.
So I'm going to say Olympic Mons. I'm going to say Mars.
Get your ass to Mars.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank yes. Christ.
Good All job. Right.
I got one.
Yeah.
Okay.
You went there.
I like how you set me up and you didn't even need to, because I knew it was a planet. I knew it wasn't here, but I kind of want to say the moon.
I feel like some people would be like, "Oh, it's 3 times larger. It doesn't say taller. Maybe it's underwater or something like that." You know? Okay. So that's why I gave you a little help ahead of time. That's just, generally what I think people might do.
Gotcha. All right. Question number three for you.
Yes.
What was Rachel and Ross's baby's name on Friends? I don't know how much of a Friends guy you are.
Zero Friends. I am not in the friend zone. I watched a couple episodes.
Okay.
I thought the episode where I think Rachel was dating somebody else, he was like a dentist, and then he wanted to be a UFC fighter. And then he went and just got his Jesus ass kicked Christ. On TV. I thought that episode was really funny. But I was never a huge fan of the show. I believe, didn't he have a monkey named Marcel?
Yes.
Named after Marcel Marceau, the mime?
Mm-hmm.
Are they crazy enough to name the baby Marcel as well?
I'll give you this.
I feel like if I was a writer on Friends, I would probably throw that idea out there. What if the baby's named Marcel too?
I'll give you this hint.
Marcel number two.
It is a girl.
So it's not Marcel. That's what you're saying.
It's Marceau. No.
Ross, Rachel, and Rebecca. I don't know.
The correct answer is Emma.
Emma. Okay.
Emma.
That's my cousin's name.
Oh, okay. Well,
but I don't think she's a Friends fan either. So
she should be.
Is that how they get you? They just put a character with your name in and then you're sold?
That's it.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, I don't know. I'm working through Dragon Ball right now. I don't know if I'm going to go hit up Friends afterwards. Yeah,
probably not.
But okay, cool. It's time for another short break. We'll be right back with some missed corrections in round number two. right, we're back, and it's time for some miscorrections.
Miscorrections.
Mark, on this episode of Miscorrections, I feel as though I need to play mediator. I ran into our mutual friend who you mentioned earlier, Jamie, your teammate in the Wet Boys, and he told me that the dispute that you talked about last week, the one that turned into a yelling match about the team with a metamorphosizing name, was actually with him and his team. Is this true?
It is true.
Okay. This was the shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Yes.
Right?
The now infamous shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Right. So I ran into him, and he was kind enough to provide a interview about the situation. So here's Jamie to explain himself.
Okay, so can you explain, Jamie? Hold on. Wait. Can you?
I might have cajoled him a little bit.
Explain what was going on.
Well, Lee, we were simply referencing number 45. You know, the Cheeto-faced one, the orange man. We were referencing the fact.
I don't know who he's talking about.
The Pumpkin King, yes.
Like, oh, the Pumpkin King.
We were referencing the fact that he ridiculously said he meant to say wouldn't when referring to, I don't think it wouldn't be Russia, or I don't see why it wouldn't be Russia.
This is not a political podcast.
How did this play into your team name?
So we
did. Yeah, we're just trying to figure out what this team name means.
With the whole thing. We started the first round with shoulda, coulda, woulda, which is the common phrase, the correct phrase that everyone knows, right?
Yes.
So then we said, aha, now let's twist it for the second and third rounds. We didn't change it each round. We just changed it for the last two rounds and said, shoulda, coulda, I meant to say wouldn't. Very clearly. I mean, we even put ellipses in there. I mean, like, what says comedy other than ellipses? Dot, dot, dot. Am I right?
You're right.
I don't know. Further reflection, I don't know if he's right about that.
I like how you tried to pause it right before you played that you agreed with him. That he is right.
How do you know what I was doing over here?
Yeah, I saw you.
Anyway, so...
We are in the same
room. On one hand, it doesn't sound that complicated, to, figure out which team it was.
No, I knew which team it was.
But you're saying that the metamorphosizing name is, this big... That you introduced it kind of in this, so it's so complicated, I've got too many things to think about. I mean, it sounds kind of simple in his defense.
First of all, I didn't know that they weren't going to change it in the third round also, which they probably, a lot of teams have tried to do.
Yeah.
And second of all, if I do it for them, am I going to do it for everybody? Is everybody going to start going, oh, well, that one team, they changed their name for the second round and or the third round or whatever. We should do that. We should come up with a name like that. Now I'm retyping in all these fucking team names on top of trying to score everything, blah, 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 blah. Running on a tight ship, trying to be done by 10:30. It's a work night. It's a school night, etc.
I feel you. And I guess his complaint was that you read the name wrong.
Yeah, because I didn't type it in.
Well, that's just petty on his part.
And I tried to read it off of the paper, and I finally got up to read their score, and I was like, oh, shit. And I tried reading it in a dark room.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just got too... I've got too much.
Gotcha. Okay.
I got too much.
Well, it just sounds like a textbook miscorrection.
Well, yeah, I actually last night, the beginning of my trivia, two rules: don't use your cell phone, don't scream out answers.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, after almost 4 years of trivia, I've added a third rule: no changing your team name.
Damn, it had to be said out loud.
I set it up. Yep. Jamie did apologize to me after verbally accosting me at Three Pepper before we played. He did apologize. We made up. Everything is good.
Good. He's a good guy.
He is. He's a great guy. I mean, I've known him since we were 7 years old. So known each other for a long time. One of my best friends. Just don't pull that trying to change your team name shit on me. You know, we got enough going on. And like I said, there are some places that just give you your teammate.
You just relax. You come up with one joke team name. You let us tell the rest of the jokes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We're good from here. You can change your team name.
You relax and play.
Like Seth has a different team name at your trivia, at my trivia.
Mm-hmm.
At mine, I think he was Give That Pop Star Some Narcan. he changes it up, but he doesn't go Give That Pop Star Some Narcan. Give That Pop Star Some Smelling Salts. Give That Pop Star,
Jankum.
Like, of course, for round three, it's Jenkum.
Did you see they found Jenkum in Egypt in a mummy's tomb? It's like a red sewer water. It's we imagined a fake drug into reality.
Fantastic.
It is Jenkum.
Well,
look up Jenkum if you're not familiar with that.
Great prank. Don't look up Jenkum.
Well, look up the local media news clip of them talking about Jenkum. That to me is the golden nugget. Is that, you know, they're taking it seriously. But yeah, so that's our miscorrection. Tried to correct you on the name. You were like, miss me with that. Missed correction right there. So sometimes we flub a name. Sometimes we flub points. Just tell us. Call us out. When we do, we'll probably read it on the air.
Yeah, I don't think I had any questions that came into question.
Yeah, no questions came into question other than our questions.
Everything went really smooth.
Cool.
So
same. No problems of mine.
Yeah. All right, let's go ahead and get started. Let's get started here.
Cool.
And I'll start off.
Sounds good.
Which three states are you good with geography?
Yeah.
Which three states have shorelines along Lake Superior?
Oh, this is going to embarrass me. I'm going to go with Michigan for one.
That's correct.
Lake Superior, Michigan. Can I look at a map right now?
You cannot.
I won't look at one with the lakes or the lakes labeled.
Superior is just the biggest one.
Oh, I see. Apologies also for the yard work that's being conducted outside.
There is some edging of the non-sexual
kind. Yes, some lawn edging. Minnesota and Ohio. No, Ohio's landlocked, isn't it? No. Let me retract Ohio.
Okay.
All right, we have a cat interrupting our recording right now, just walking all over our shit.
We have a cat issue.
Thanks for the distraction, cat. Wisconsin.
That's correct.
Oh, yes.
That is correct.
I got all three of those,
You got all three.
What?
Congratulations. We had some Illinois. We had a couple different states that were mentioned that were not correct, but you nailed it.
I am so proud of myself right now.
I'm proud of you.
Thanks to my 5th grade, 4th grade, 3rd grade teachers for locking that in somehow into my memory. Also maps that I've looked at since
then.
Thank
you to maps.
I don't know if I've ever actually gone and sought out Lake Superior on a map of any kind.
I'm sure I have
not. I know it's one of the 7 Great Lakes. Just kidding. I know it's 5. Oh, shit. There goes the cat. Cat's dead.
Cat down.
Anyway, let's go ahead and move on to my first question for you. Commenting on the Bill Clinton sex scandal. Take it way back now.
Okay.
What comedian quipped, "God gave men both a penis and a brain, but not enough blood supply to run both at the same time"? What comedian said that? God gave men both a penis and a brain, but not enough blood supply to run both at the same
of course time. Saying that when you get an erection the blood flows there and then your brain stops working.
Right.
I'm gonna say it's a woman. I'm gonna say it's edgy women at the time. Joan Rivers, Rosie O'Donnell. It may have been a dude. Roseanne Barr. I'm going to say Rosie O'Donnell.
It's a good guess. I think they were friends. It was not Rosie O'Donnell, though.
Was it a woman?
No.
Okay.
Would you like to take a male guess?
George Carlin.
I had a lot of people that wrote down George Carlin, and I love George Carlin, but it's not George Carlin. It's actually Robin Williams.
Wow, okay.
Robin Williams, yeah.
All right.
Have you seen that new documentary?
HBO haven't.
Documentary? Oh, it's good. I can't remember exactly what it's called, but it's the new HBO documentary.
It's called Come Inside My Mind, which I remember because I
Edging.
Thought that was a funny title. It's just spelled a little differently.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I enjoyed watching it, but also if you're a fan of Robin Williams, you probably know more outside of what they talk about. In his later, you know, they focus on the good, you know, a lot. Good. And there's some interviews with his family members and stuff, and it's constructed really well. The soundtrack is good. I recommend it.
Nice.
All right. What's my second question, Mark?
At the start of chess, how many pawns are on the board?
Ten.
That's incorrect.
Oh, man.
The correct answer is 12? 16.
16?
8 per side.
Oh, on the board.
Yeah, see, so that's...
Yep, I released too early. And I didn't listen to the question.
And I had a lot of people write 8.
Yep.
And then when I read it, they were like,
what? I didn't even guess that.
I said, I didn't say per side. I said on the board in total.
I went 10 to 12. It's been a minute. I've been playing a lot of Hearthstone instead of chess. I pretend that that makes me smart. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm being so strategic right now playing this card game version of a slot machine.
I remember that the board is 8 by 8.
So yeah.
When I looked up.
I should have. Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go.
Well, congratulations to anybody that got that right. You outsmarted me. The old dummy that hosts the trivia.
The old trivia dummy.
Old trivia
dummy. Foiled again.
All right. Question number 2 for you. This is a history question. In a case of humorous mistaken identity in 1823, that's one of your clues here.
1823.
When an aide told King George IV his greatest enemy is dead, the king replied, "By God, is she?" Assuming the aide was referring to the queen. But the aide was actually referring to what historical leader? King George's greatest enemy.
No clue. Terrible with history.
Mm.
Terrible with anything that has to do like before 1980.
Welcome to the chess match.
Oh, boy. Yeah, 16 pawns and all. One more time. Just for shits and giggles.
Sure. In a case of humorous mistaken identity in 1823, when an aide told King George IV his greatest enemy is dead, the king replied, "By God, is she?" Assuming the aide was referring to the queen. The aide was actually referring to what historical leader?
I'm just going to embarrass myself no matter what I say. I don't know who was born when. I'm going to say Rasputin. I have no idea. I don't even know who Rasputin is. I just know they killed him a bunch of
times. I believe he was a warlock villain in the movie Hellboy.
All right, who is
it
really?
An occultist. It was Napoleon.
Okay.
Napoleon.
All right.
Yeah, I just think that the mistaken identity was funny.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Your greatest enemy. Meanwhile, Napoleon's out there.
Take my wife, please.
You're like, it's the queen.
Rasputin, late 1800s born, died in 1916.
So a little early for him.
Okay. Oh,
he was but a glimmer in his father's eye.
I was thinking maybe he was more like 200 AD. Something like, what the hell do
I know?
He's
the last biblical figure to die.
All right. What Ivy League university is located in Ithaca, New York?
That would be Ithaca, New York.
That would be Ithaca, New York.
Is that It's not Harvard. It's not Stanford. Is it Yale? Or is it the one that's on the tip of my tongue? I can't recall that. The one that's on the tip of my tongue right now, though. Talk for a second so I can think. God damn it, talk!
It's a university.
Yeah.
That's right, Scoob. It's in Ithaca, New York.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this.
Yale.
It's none of the ones you've mentioned.
Okay.
I don't even know how many Ivy League schools there are.
Does it start with a C?
Yes.
Oh, shit. That's the one that's on the tip of my tongue. I graduated from Compton. No.
Should I time you?
No. I'm if I had teammates, I feel like we could get this.
Piece it together.
Yeah, but Communist Guacamole is only a team of one today. So I'm just gonna
maybe one of your teammates would say, oh, Cornell?
Cornell. Frick.
You can say fuck here.
No, but Andy Bernard from The Office went to Cornell and he would say frick.
Oh, frick. Okay. Fair enough.
That's what I was thinking too. But I was too deep in thought to pull out the Office reference vocally.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I was really trying to pull it, but Cornell is in Ithaca, New York. Awesome. Thanks for the info.
You're welcome.
Yeah, because I didn't know exactly where that was.
Now you do.
Yeah.
The great city of Ithaca.
Yes. Okay. I have another history question for Jesus you here. Christ. Sorry. Okay, this one's ancient history.
Even better. Further away.
But I'm not looking for a person this time.
Well,
I'm going to be
matter.
Looking for a culture.
Oh, great. Okay.
The drinking instrument
Jews.
Known... No. The drinking instrument known as the straw was invented by brewers in what ancient culture who wanted to taste their brew without removing any of the fermenting elements floating on top? Hey, you could use that for that jinkum.
You could. Put a little pee-pee and poo-poo in
yeah.
there.
Mm-hmm.
Ancient culture.
That way you just get the juice.
Only the juice. Juice is one of my favorite words.
Yeah, we were talking about this. I love that word as well.
It's a good word.
Especially David Schwimmer from Friends on American Crime Story, O.J. Simpson. Juice. Great delivery on that word, juice.
Great series.
Agreed.
Period. What ancient culture? I think I'm having trouble.
They invented the straw.
I think I'm having trouble with what you mean by culture.
Yeah, so countries, you know, the borders change over time. So I don't want to say country because it eliminates a lot of cultures.
Gotcha.
But it could also be a country. It's a culture and a country. That's it. That's your final hint.
And it's not Jews.
It is a modern country.
It's funny that I said Jews and then we said juice. Because
yeah.
the two get interchanged a lot, jokingly.
I think that's how...
Orange
oh, do
juice.
They?
Well, I've just heard people...
Oh, you've heard people. Who are these people? People don't tell me those kind of
people.
Jokes. I don't hear those kind of jokes.
Twitter people. Ancient culture. And you said it was for brewing stuff. They wanted to taste...
Just the juice.
My brain hurts. I'm going to say... Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't know. I feel like you've given me clues, but I don't know where the hell I'm going. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're on a road to nowhere.
If I had a team, if Cry on My Anal Beads was a team,
mm-hmm.
then maybe we could work it out, but I'm a man of one.
Maybe we should bring in some guests soon at some point.
I think
not every episode, but maybe just the occasional guests, you know, help us out with some of these harder questions.
Yeah, they could play on both teams
yeah.
and kind of help out. That
yeah.
might be good.
Stay tuned.
I'm just going to say Benedictine monks.
Somebody wrote down Trappist monks. But it's not them.
Okay.
That's a good guess.
Okay.
It's actually ancient Egyptians.
Egyptians.
Yes.
Of course.
They
duh.
Invented the straw.
They invented all kinds of shit.
Yep.
Pyramids. They invented the shape of the triangle.
Did they invent the pyramid?
No, I don't think so. I don't. Well, who knows?
I know there's some crazy mathematical shit about those pyramids. Like if you like times the height or by the circumference, twice the circumference, it works out to pi evenly. Or
really?
Something like that. Yeah.
I just that,
don't quote
like...
me on that actual fact. There's some pi relation though in terms of the size and scale of the pyramids.
That's crazy.
Yeah. We to talking... like the ninth decimal or something like that.
Talking about the sarcophagus juice.
Right.
Which is another ancient Egyptian.
That was my low key hint. Like you could use it, you know,
low-key.
For the mummy.
What's your Thor
mummy
hint?
Jingum. Huh?
What's your Thor hint?
My what?
You said Loki hint. What's your Thor hint?
Oh my god.
Hello. Someone just used that joke.
It was me.
It was you.
It was me. I used that joke yesterday. You got me with my own joke. Back.
And I was going to make it then, but now I'm actually taking the opportunity.
Yeah. Thanks for stealing my joke, man.
It's a dad joke. It belongs to
dads everywhere.
Yeah. Even though neither of us are dads.
All right. Okay. Anyway, is that the end of the round, or do you have one more for me?
I think I have one more.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Go for it.
Blythe Danner is the mother of what famous actress?
Blythe Danner is the mother of what famous actress? Yes. Blythe Danner, not famous herself?
I believe she's famous. I believe she was an actress.
Oh, shit. I'm just not aware. I thought the name sounded familiar. I thought this was going to be a what is the real name question.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And I was going to say Bryce Dallas Howard. You know, just, maybe that is it.
She is an actress.
Yeah.
I want to show you a picture of her.
Of Blythe or the actress?
Of Blythe.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if this is going to help you.
Uh-huh.
All right?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you like a 3-second peek. All right, you ready?
Is it Paul Giamatti?
One.
Oh, two, uh-huh.
Three.
Yeah. Blythe Danner. I see a familial resemblance to one Susan Sarandon.
That's incorrect.
Whoa, really?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Let me see that picture again.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that actually just looks like Susan Sarandon 40 years ago.
It kind of does. She does kind of.
Okay. But Gwyneth Paltrow. I can see it now.
I can see it now. I also see a little Uma Thurman.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know. Thanks for that trivia. Everybody else, we will be back in just a moment for our final questions. We're back. Mark, are you ready for your final question?
I've been waiting for this moment for all my life. Oh, Lord.
Oh, that's Phil Collins.
It is. That's correct. For 5 points, that's Philip Collins. It's
like, where do I know that from? Okay, here's your question. Tangentially related to another singer, actually.
Okay.
Music
is kind of
also,
one of my strong
this
suits.
Was not planned, but I'm coming at you with a mother question.
Okay.
Whoa. So the answer is not Gwyneth Paltrow.
Okay.
It's something else entirely.
Fantastic.
But a mother is involved. Here it is. Betty Nesmith Graham, the mother of musician Mike Nesmith of the Monkees.
Well, I knew that. Okay. So that's all stuff I knew.
Invented what perishable office supply product?
Jesus Christ. One more time.
Betty Nesmith Graham, the mother of musician Mike Nesmith of the Monkees fame, invented what office supply product? A perishable
office. Perishable.
Yeah.
Office supply product.
Yeah.
There's so many office supply products that are not perishable. I'm trying to think of what perishable exactly means. Just like
you run out of it, just, you got to get more.
You can run. You're run out of it, and you got to get more. Not that it can just like
wither
be
away,
unusable by itself.
Yeah,
because
it's not obsolescence or anything.
Okay,
like
I was,
that.
Well, I was thinking, you know, liquid whiteout.
Mm-hmm.
That even if you don't run out of it, at some point it is no longer usable.
Right.
But I mean, there are things like staples that you run out of, paper clips, fucking
all
ink,
sorts of stuff,
all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it.
I know you're real upset about this question.
I dropped my phone, and my phone is where all of my
his life force.
What do I do now? What a good question. Yeah.
Thank you.
So, the Monkees were big in like the '60s. So his mom is pretty old.
I'm gonna give you another hint here. You've already said it.
I have.
Yeah.
I feel like some other dude made the paperclip. I guess I'll go with Staples.
It pains me to let you know it is Whiteout.
Fuck! fuck!
And by pains me, I mean delights me.
Yeah. It turns you on. It's your form of edging.
Yep, it is Whiteout. She studied painting, and she knew that painters would often paint over their mistakes to correct them, and said, why don't I just do that with the typed sheets that I have at work?
I thought it was.
And she also denied that she was using it for like 6 months.
Wow.
She was like, I'm not correcting anybody's mistakes.
Jeez.
Cause it wasn't her writings. She would, you know, be given a stack of papers, take these, do things with them. She'd be like, oh, that's a little mistake there. Just feed this in to my typewriter.
Yeah. Huh.
So,
well, hot damn.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, should have gone with your gut.
I should have.
Listen to it. Maybe that's what was happening earlier. Your gut was like, the answer is
that noise that we had a hearty laugh over. All right. Here's your last questions, asshole. Your All last right. question.
Mm-hmm. Communist guacamole.
What is a more common name for a Fata Morgana? That is two words. Fata.
Mm-hmm.
Morgana. What is a more common name for a Fata Morgana?
Hmm. So, sounds Latin. So, I'm going to guess that this is some kind of biology question. Maybe it's a... Yeah, I mean, Is it human biology, though? Or is it something like a type of insect or fish? Fata Morgana. Right?
No.
No? That's not how you pronounce it? It is
not biology.
Oh, okay. Oh, but that's how you pronounce it, though. Fata Morgana.
Fata Morgana.
Okay. And it's not biology.
Yes, that is correct. It is not biology.
Morgana. Man, I'm really stumped on this one. It could be something... It does sound Latin, though, so maybe it's the name of, like, a star or a moon. I got nothing on this. My gut instinct was, is it a titty?
No. That is awesome, though.
Damn.
So, the history is, from what I remember crudely from yesterday, that, it actually, the name means Fairy Morgan, for a woman who is seen off in the distance to seem to have wings. The correct answer is a mirage.
Whoa. Okay. Yeah.
That's where the name comes from.
That is, yeah. That
I did not say that last night at trivia, so this is special information to anybody listening. But yeah, it is a superior form of mirage.
Okay. So, and what you're saying is the original mirage was seeing a woman on the distance with wings?
That it seemed like she had wings, yeah.
Wow. Do you know where this originated? Was it in the desert? African desert or something?
I want to say it was somewhere in like Ireland or something like that. I might be wrong. But you would think it's on the water.
Yeah.
I know, like, is where gotcha. A lot of them happen. I think that may have been one of those, like, this is possibly where it came from. So it's not like a for sure thing, but.
Right. I think I just assumed desert because I'm thinking of cartoons and, like, an oasis being a mirage. There was some cartoon where somebody was, like, thinking they were drinking water. They were just eating sand.
Here we go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
It is the Italian name for the Arthurian sorceress Morgan le Fay, from a belief that these mirages often seen in the street of Messina were fairy castles in the air or false land created by her witchcraft to lure sailors to their deaths.
That's awesome. So this is Arthurian legend, King Arthur.
Yeah, I whiffed pretty hard on that, but But I missed corrections myself.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. So don't bother looking that up. We know it. We're telling it to you right now.
Someone's already trying to furiously click, type.
Yeah. I'll throw a bonus King Arthur question back at you off the top of my head right now, just for funsies.
Let's do it.
How many knights could King Arthur sit around his round table? It's way more.
Really?
Way more.
80.
More.
Are you fucking serious?
Keep going.
120.
More.
300.
250.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
You know, maybe 300 around the perimeter on the wall, if need be.
I can't imagine that they'd be able to hear each other.
Yeah, I don't know if that's part of the lore or how much of that is actual history. You know, there's a lot of mixed historical fiction regarding King Arthur.
Mixed media.
So, all right. Well, that concludes this episode of the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast. My name is Lee Breschneider, joined by Mark Davis. You can catch me hosting No Nonsense Trivia live on Mondays at Three Pepper Burrito Company in downtown Fort Myers at 7:30. Then again on Wednesdays at Bury Me Brewing Company, also in Fort Myers. That one starts at 7, and every Thursday evening at Number 3 Craft Brews and Beer Bar in downtown Cape Coral. That show starting at 7:30. Mr. Mark Davis, please tell our listeners where you can be found on Wednesday nights.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm coming in with a late-time trivia, a little R-rated, maybe occasionally X-rated, at Nice Guys Pizza.
Midnight Cowboy is what they call them.
Downtown Cape Coral, not for the weak of heart. Downtown Cape Coral, 9 o'clock till 10:30 every Wednesday night.
Thanks for listening. Hope you had fun. Join us every week for a new episode. Please follow us on Facebook at No Nonsense Trivia Challenge. And don't forget to leave us a rating on iTunes and Stitcher. 5 stars only, please. Until next time, No Nonsense listeners, send us some anal beads and vote for communists in the country of guacamole.
Have a good one.